weekend.
Carl, we're back. Smith Sabatino here. Carl, we had another tragedy in the New York area a few days ago. Correspondent Bob Simon,
yes,
of 60 Minutes,
yes,
CBS, was died in a very serious car accident in Midtown Manhattan.
Yes.
And very, very sad. I mean, yes. I didn't know him well, but I had met him several times in the hallway,
as I did.
This and that.
Yep.
At CBS a number of years ago. He's been with CBS for a very long time. He was a very well-respected journalist, one that I think anybody going into the business today would choose to emulate.
Without question. He was one of those, one of the young and brights that came out of Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Though I did not meet him there, I met him years later through our mutual friend, and you were much closer to him, of course, Walter Cronkite. And he always struck me as a man just simply determined to get it right. And he usually did, I should say always did, at least and from my perspective. He got it right. He got the story right. And if there wasn't a story, then he kind of let you know that. And I think that his reporting, I just find the irony of it all. He was captured in Iraq with his crew. They were released. And then to die in Midtown Manhattan auto accident is, you know, when you think about the irony of it all, he's been in some of the most dangerous positions you can imagine as a news reporter and comes out unscathed and dies in an auto accident in Midtown Manhattan. There's something to that. I don't know what.
Well, yeah, there is. I would imagine that when he passed, people like Harry Reasoner and Mike Wallace and Walter were greeted him. In that other place.
That other place.
And said, you know, welcome.
Hey, how are you?
You did good.
You did good.
You know?
He had a remarkable sense of, in his work for 60 Minutes, he had a remarkable sense of, and I remember seeing a number of his stories, of getting to the point very quickly on. So you knew exactly what was coming. There was no mystery once he had his opening comment or two about what he was going to be doing and how it was going to go about. And he told the story and then simply said, thank you, and tossed it on or pitched it to the next anchor or back to the desk.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. There's no fanfare. It was very direct, but very well done. And I do know, and I found this out after his passing, that most of the young cameramen and audio men at the time, though we've downsized that group, all wanted to work with Simon in the field. Because he was the one that went out there and got the story,
mm-hmm,
one way or another. And he did. He got the story.
Well, you know, his last story for 60 Minutes was produced by his daughter, who works there.
I did not know that.
And that's going to be on that next weekend at on 60 Minutes.
On 60 Minutes. That's remarkable. I know that you met him, as you say, in the hallway.
We used to meet everybody in the hallway.
Yeah.
I remember Charles Collingwood. I met, Lowell Thomas there one
time. That's wonderful.
And but I knew him in a different capacity. H.P. Kaltenborn.
Oh, gosh.
People like that, you know, it were just the legends.
They were legends and giants.
I never had a chance to meet Murrow. He was gone from CBS and ill when I started to join that organization, so
he was
missed him.
They all call that group you've just mentioned the Murrow School, because they all came of that generation.
And Douglas Edwards too.
Douglas Edwards, absolutely,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
The CBS school. But Simon, it was cut out of that school, and he was cut for that school. Okay, he was as if he were born to be there, born to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that amazed me about him, when he reminded me so much of some of them, some of that group, Cronkite and even Charlie Kuralt. Okay, they had that certain sense of it. They got to the story. They announced the story. They told you what they were going to do in 1-2-3 order, and they did it.
Well, you know, Charlie Kuralt, long before he was doing his On the Road series, was a regular CBS correspondent.
That's correct.
Covering South America.
Yep.
And did, you know, major stories from that part of the world for a number of years before he started doing the what he called the frumpy kind of things, but the good the good news stories of us on the road.
You know? Make me smile when you say that because I knew Charlie, as you know, very well.
Yeah.
And he, great storyteller. These are good men, and they are they're all enjoying a heck of a good time up there. I know they are. Wherever they are, they're enjoying it.
Of course they are.
Of course they are. Well,
Coming up, Carl, we have some interesting discussions on Alzheimer's.
Yes, we do. And a bit of Glenn Campbell as well. We shall continue on, Carl Sabatino, with Roland Smith as we move along. And I love Kevin's hands up in the air like that. They just amaze me.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you ever not busy? You don't have to be busy all the time.
Do you jump from one task to another? The next task can wait.
Are your evenings and weekends crammed with chores?
They don't have to be done immediately.
Because you could use some downtime. Downtime is not wasted time.
It's good for you, physically, mentally, and emotionally.
We know. There's so much to do. Don't do it now.
We know. There are problems that need to be solved. Let them go now.
You need a break. Slow down. Relax now.
Give yourself a time out now.
Now is the time to do nothing. Sometimes it's just what you need to reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career.
A long drive to right. Ramirez turns to the track. She's gone.
So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
We met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room, and I was in plain clothes, and he was like, what are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here? Thinking, man, you know, I'm a stalker, so great that...
Looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.